Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter on a person who initiates a good way or an evil way. In other words, a person starts off some good legacy or he starts off some evil legacy. Something that was not found, person starts it off something good. We gave an example of a person who seen that there is no water in a certain area, so he decides, I want to go and put a well there. Now he started something that was good. Or I want to start a certain madrasa, there's no madrasa in the area. All these poor people in this area, let me start some type of a feeding scheme to try and provide food for these people. So something good he started. Now so long as that good is continuing, this person is getting rewarded. Whether he's alive or has passed away, that good is continuing and he's getting the reward, even in his qabr, why he started some good work. So he started some good work, some work that is noble. Even after he's gone, his legacy will continue that he had started something good. Similarly, if a person has started something evil, something that was incorrect, something that was an innovation, now he started it in his lifetime, while the thing is continuing, he's getting sin. After he passes away, that legacy of his continues, and that sin comes to him. And in yesterday's hadith we did, that the person who did it, started it, he gets the guna. And not only the guna he gets for himself, but others that are following that evil legacy. Use the example, person brings a television in his house. Now, whilst he's watching the television, he's getting sin and guna. Now, when he passes away, those children of his that are watching, he's also getting the full guna in his qabr also. They're getting guna and he's getting the guna for them, what they are doing also. Why? Because he initiated and he started that legacy in that home by bringing that television. So this is what this hadith is teaching us, that if you want to start something good, leave a good legacy, leave something good behind, so that the reward continuously comes. In this world, when we look for investments, we look to see that investment that gives the best return. So as far as our akhirat is concerned, which is forever and forever, what we should be looking at, see what return we can leave that we'll continuously be getting even when our eyes close. So today's hadith and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لَيْسَ مِن نَفْسٍ تُقْتَلُ ظُلْمًا إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَىٰ إِبْنِ آدَمَ الْأَوَّلْ كِفْلٌ مِّن دَمِهَا لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ أَوَّلَ مَن سَنَّ الْقَتْلَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person is murdered unjustly without a share of dead blood being placed on the first son of Adam alayhi salam, because he was the first to initiate the act of murder. So there is no murder that takes place on this earth unjustly. Why unjustly is used? Because sometimes murder is justified. How it is, maybe the wrong word is used. Killing is justified sometimes. In this world, for example, somebody murdered someone else. Now to kill that person that deliberately murdered, in Islamic law, that is life that is taken, that is justified. Or in a war situation, some non-Muslims are attacking the Muslims, so the Muslim attacks them. Or in a jihad, so now what will happen? Now that killing is justified. But here what this hadith is speaking about, any person that is killed unjustly, in other words, murder that had taken place, unjust it was. Now, the first son of Adam alayhi salam, he gets some share in that guna. Now, you know, he's thinking, murder is taking place all over. How come the first son of Adam alayhi salam is getting that guna? What had happened in those days, Allah Ta'ala's system was such that how will mankind continue? Adam alayhi salam was one person. How will now mankind continue? So Allah Ta'ala had made it such that a pair of twins was born. The first person, first son of Adam alayhi salam, his name was Qabil. And he was born with a sister of his, twin sister. And another pair was born, his boy and girl also. The second pair was Habil and his twin sister. So Allah Ta'ala, to make this continuation of the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that the brother from the first pair had to marry the sister from the second pair. In other words, you don't marry your own twin sister, you marry your sister from the second pair. So this was the system that Allah Ta'ala had put in place for nikah at that time, for marriage at that time, so that the continuation, the progeny of Adam alayhi salam could continue. Now Qabil had a very, very pretty, he was the first son of Adam alayhi salam, he had a very pretty twin sister, very, very beautiful. Now he thought to himself that my twin sister, the one that is born with me, she is getting married to my brother and I am getting married to his twin sister who is not so good looking. She's not good looking, so good looking. So I must marry someone that is not good looking and my brother must marry someone that is so good looking. So because of that jealousy that had come in his heart, that hatred, that jealousy that had come in his heart, so what he did was he murdered his own brother. So he murdered his brother. So here what the hadith is saying, now he started something new. Murder wasn't there at all in mankind. He started something new. He started the legacy of murder. So every single murder thereafter that takes place on earth, he is getting sin for that murder also. Not to say that the murderer won't get sin. That murderer will get sin. But the share of it is given also to the son of Adam alayhi salam. So it shows us how evil it is to start off something that is evil. We have to be very, very careful, especially in our homes, in our circles, in our businesses. Let us start something new. I mean, let us start something that is good, something that will continue, not something that will bring about guna, something that will bring about sin. There's so many different examples we can think of. If we just think of what we start off. Sometimes, for example, a person starts his business. He starts his business, he reads some Quran Sharif, or maybe he even wants to play some Quran Sharif, no problem, so long people are not talking around. But another person may say, I want to start my business with playing music. So now he's starting something new. Every time after that, his workers are playing music, the staff, his children may start. He's introduced that, and he's getting that guna. Or person putting pictures everywhere in his business. He had started, he initiated, he's gone, but the guna of that pictures are still, he's still getting. So stuff like that, so many different things. Or good works, person starts charity, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, of starting some good work. So this is very, very important. One more lesson we take from this hadith is, jealousy is such a thing that forget causing two brothers to just break up in business partnership, it can cause one brother to murder his own brother. So this is jealousy. Allah Ta'ala save us. We should try and keep our hearts very, very clean, especially with our family members. You can see how dangerous the act of jealousy is. Today is the day of Friday. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Suratul Kahf. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah for dua, because duas are answered in this time. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.